An herbal medicine made from a plant native to Asia is about to be banned in the U.S. It's known as either kratom or kratom, and forms of it are sold in shops and on the internet. In the next few weeks, kratom is set to be classified as a Schedule 1 drug. That puts it in the same category with marijuana and heroin. From KERA in Dallas, Lauren Silverman reports, some kratom users are fighting this.
For 2 years, Carissa Rowland had a ritual she says saved her life.
This is what I would do when I would wake up in the morning. Come in, open the refrigerator.
In the past, Rowland struggled with a serious prescription opioid dependence. After several back surgeries, she was coping with her chronic pain with pills. Hydrocodone, fentanyl, oxycodone. One night, in jail after a DUI, she hit a low.
And I'm looking around, and I'm watching raw sewer float through a vent in the floor, thinking, wow, this has to stop.
Her turnaround, she credits a fine green powder in her fridge called kratom.
Drop it in the cup, stir it around, and there you go.
Today, though, she has no kratom. Since August 30th, when the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration announced its intent to schedule kratom, to put it in the same category as heroin, the place Rowland orders from online has been out. Rowland says she's in pain, she's angry, and she has plenty of company.
This is not Schedule 1.
This veteran shakes a bottle of prescription opioids he says he's been given for pain. He's one of hundreds of people who've uploaded videos talking about why they take kratom.
When I did my tour in Iraq, I fought for the right to be in America and be able to help myself. I'm not talking about snorting cocaine. You know, I'm talking about brewing some tea leaves, having a sip, and feeling better.
A petition on whitehouse.gov now has more than 110,000 signatures. And the DEA has been hammered with calls, says Special Agent Melvin Patterson.
The response has been, it was unexpected. People calling us in opposition of our plan to temporarily schedule kratom as a Schedule 1 due to it not having a medicinal use.
Patterson says the move to schedule kratom is out of public concern. Between January 2010 and December 2015, U.S. poison centers have received 660 calls related to kratom, he says. And the DEA's attributed 15 deaths to it between 2014 and 2016. Critics call it illegal heroin, ripe for abuse and addiction. The science on kratom, though, is relatively new.
Kratom being lumped in with other opioids is both unfair and unscientific.
This is David Kroll. He's a pharmacologist and medical writer. He says it's going overboard to classify this plant, which is in the coffee family, as a dangerous drug.
It glosses over the subtleties of how the main chemical in kratom actually works.
The main chemical is mitragynine. It binds to some of the same receptors as opioids, providing some pain relief and feelings of euphoria. But Kroll says not the same high. So what about the people who died? 14 of the 15 also had other drugs or illegal substances in their systems. And kratom advocates point out opioids are killing tens of thousands of people every year. Kroll worries an outright ban could push people back to opioids or alcohol. And he says it would delay research on the herb. Kratom user Carissa Rowland is trying to get other users to speak out.
The people making these laws, they're not the ones going through this pain. They're not the ones whose families have broken up. I found life, and I have no intention of letting it go.
She says if drinking kratom means becoming a criminal, so be it. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Silverman in Dallas.
And this story is part of a reporting partnership of NPR, local member stations, and Kaiser Health News.